Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
LSU Tech versus Texas A&M, whatever, 75-76. That's beneath the NFL. That's not becoming. What I suggest is a much more palatable change to overtime in the playoffs only. Playoffs only, I suggest you play a standard 10-minute period from start to finish. 10-minute period, doesn't matter who scores. You could win by three touchdowns in that 10 minutes if you want. I think the only change I want is all touchdowns must be followed by a two-point conversion. Okay. And that is it.
And what? And then what?
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah.
You can't do it timed without answering, and then what?
All right, we're going to get to that in a moment. That's Kyle Brandt, by the way, from NFL Network. We're going to get to that in a moment. I want to get some calls into 803-0550. Two notes to pass along. One, NHL Player Safety has tweeted out there will be a hearing with Aaron Dell, the Sabres goalie, for the dirty hit on Batherson last night. It is not an in-person hearing, so it would be a maximum five-game suspension. Two, there is a report out now within the last hour, I guess, maybe, that the Jaguars are going to be hiring Byron Leftwich to be their head coach. So I want to throw those two out so you're up to date on that. We'll get to the overtime proposal stuff in a moment. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we appreciate it. If you get to Adam here, some long hold times again this morning. It's been that way all week. Thank you very much for your patience. And we're getting to everybody. So, again, we appreciate you hanging in there. Adam, go right ahead. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So I wanted to talk about Leslie Frazier a little bit. So I feel like his defense could be figured out, because what's the best defense that this team has is our offense. When we score a lot of points, we put the other team in a precarious position to do some outlandish things, try to force balls down the field. That's when we're blowing out people. But when this team is close or we get punched in the mouth, they seem to fall on their face a little bit. So I feel like his defense is a little stale. I also have like one or two more points. I was wondering what you guys thought about Olave from Ohio State as a slot receiver. I don't know if we're too far down the list. And also for the overtime rules, what I think, to get rid of the coin toss, the team that ties the game in regulation, the one that forces the tie, has to be the one kicking off in overtime. Okay, then you play the full quarter, and then what? So I like the two-point conversion score-for-score thing until someone misses. That seems to be the only logical thing to do.
Well, there's a lot of different things they could do. If you're so you're playing a full 10 minutes, and then if it's still tied, you go just to conversions.
But just the conversions, because you don't want this thing going like crazy. How many conversions can there possibly be, honestly?
That's a good question.
Like, and honestly, I don't want to hear, like, I hear, like, Keyshawn Johnson and all these guys that are saying, well, I don't want to play longer because I want to get hurt. That's baloney, because as soon as you guys voted on the extra game, all that stuff is like, oh, I don't want to play more, went out the window.
Yeah, well, I mean, they didn't want the extra game.
I was going to say, I think the players were going along with what ownership wanted.
Yeah,
they just get what they can in other areas because they knew the league wanted the 17th game. And all the TV money does trickle down with cap anyway, but
no, and I understand that, but you're gonna have these guys say like, well, I don't want to play longer. Well,
yeah.
If this is the playoffs, have a 10-minute period, have the team that forced the tie kick off. So Kansas City should have kicked off in that game because okay, you forced the tie, so now you have to kick off. They have two offensive possessions in a row, essentially. Yeah. Why do we have to do that? Like, I understand our defense blew it, which is whatever, but I feel like the team that forces the tie should be the one kicking off. That eliminates
I got a question for you guys. Go ahead, Jeremy.
You could do it where it's the which starting quarterback's birthday is next for me. And I would say as long as I know going in who's getting it in overtime, I will support it over what currently
the
exists.
Only other thing
Adam, I got a question. I got a question. Wait a minute.
What's up?
Why does it have to be a full 10-minute period?
It doesn't.
Honestly, you're right. It doesn't. But if you do it the way I say it, it really doesn't. Because the team that forces the tie, like they're the one to be kicking off. Now, the only sublet to that is like, okay, what if there's a 0-0 tie, which isn't happening since like 1987, like 1942. Okay, then in that case, you have a fallback and you say, well, then the home team has to kick off.
Sure.
Something like that. But yeah, like, what playoff game is going to go to a 0-0?
No, you're right. That's not going to happen.
I'll sign up for whichever city had the lower temperature on August 4th as the determining. Anything that I know ahead of time going in instead of a coin toss. I'm going to say something really drastic here. Ready? I would sign up for you telling me the Bills get no first possessions in overtime over a coin toss.
That is
because you can plan for it.
Yeah,
I
know.
You can plan. Just let me plan. Then you can tell me you had 60 minutes to not let this happen. That's right, I did. I had 60 minutes. I knew going in what the rules were.
I guess, Adam, thank you. The kid from Ohio State, super fast. Great. I haven't looked at the draft. Have no idea what round he's even slotted in. No concept. All I know is he's really good.
I think he's a first-round caliber receiver. The guy I like.
He may not be the guy at Alabama. Isn't he supposed to be like the number one receiver?
Well, there's a couple guys. Jameson Williams.
That's the guy.
That's the guy I like.
Yeah.
He tore his ACL.
Yeah.
So, like, we kind of talked about it. We asked Chris Trapass, covers the draft NFL young players for CBS Sports. Could Jameson Williams drop the 25 with the ACL? And his answer was maybe.
Right.
I mean, if he's healthy, he doesn't drop the 25. If teams are afraid, which happens, then, yeah, maybe. I'd be fine with receiver. I bet they draft a defensive lineman or a cornerback.
I would guess cornerback. Me, right now, sitting here on whatever the heck day this is, I would guess cornerback. All I know is, like I said, when I watched Ohio State, that kid was unstoppable.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a really great super addition to the receiving corps. But again, I don't know where he's slotted to go and all that stuff.
Sure. I just had something else I was going to ask you about the draft. Oh, yeah, I'm like a first-round defensive back.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the year that they are pushed to finally do it because, by the way, since Trey White, they haven't done it in the second round. They haven't done it in the third round. They've been constantly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who was the highest next cornerback they took?
Fourth,
not Rashad Wild Goose, is it? I'm trying to think. Who else they drafted at cornerback?
Right?
Levi was undrafted. Dane was seventh round.
For a team that's built in the back and, you know, a rotating defensive line, they have not drafted a lot of defensive backs high. And here's the reason they'll do it this year. I mean, Poyer and Hyde are, of course, all pros. They're great. They're older. You know, I don't know how many years they have left. I would say they're still fine. This is the year you finally found out what life without Trey White was.
Yeah, I could.
And
I didn't like
you know
it.
It'll be? Like, you know what? This is the year to go corner. So you have two really good corners. And if one of them is out, you still have a high pick at corner.
Yeah.
And you're going to love that guy, whoever he is. So. Maybe the Trey White injury makes it happen.
And I think also, too, Jeremy, not that you would only draft based on a reaction to what division rivals are doing, but we're pretty confident some way, shape, or form New England's going to look to bring in a guy that they will believe is their number one wide receiver.
Yep.
The Jets, I don't think it's Corey Davis. I don't think it's – I'm trying to think – Elijah Moore, Crowder. I don't know. They don't really have a clearly defined one. They've got, three first-round picks. So maybe they do that as well. I think Miami, either Waddle will be – maybe he'll be better used, better in their offensive game plan. But anyway, two of your other rivals in the division you would think are looking to bring in a big-time receiver in some way, shape, or form. Wouldn't be a bad idea to bolster your defensive backcourt.
Now, I'm not here to professionally poo-poo everyone's ideas. I promise you that. However, one thing I do love to do, you give me – a scoring system in the NHL. You give me a format of overtime. You know, I love to think of ways to exploit those. Where's the loophole, right? This scoring system. Let's get rid of shootouts and have ties. I love to think, all right, well, how would teams play that? How would the ecosystem in that world play out? And that's why a lot of these overtime formats, some of them to me are just like downright awful. I don't want them. And some are mild improvements. I have an email from a guy, John, who wrote us yesterday, who sent me four proposals. They're all very simple, so we don't have to get bogged down. Sometimes, how are these proposals? There's like
it makes my head explode.
Right, you're on the fifth sentence, and I'm just like, I can't. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah,
it's
assaulting my brain.
So here's John. He sent a couple to me, and he sent one that is very, very simple that I have not heard anywhere else. Okay,
cool.
And I think if nothing else, it's fun to talk about. I'll save that one for last.
You had me at hello. Okay.
Uh-huh. I think this format, you might not love it, but man, would it be interesting. Okay, here we go. So, no overtime coin toss. It's determined by the opening coin toss. We just kicked that around. I think that's an improvement. Let's do it. Okay. Overtime extends the game. It does not start a new game. You'll hear this one a couple times, and I want to tell you why it's a bad idea. At the end of regulation, it's tied.
Yep.
You just keep going. Here's why that's a bad idea. Because right now, you have we don't have a problem with fourth quarters. We like fourth quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarters are exciting. Now a game is 21-21, and the Bills have the ball with a minute left. As it stands right now, that's exciting. If you just extend time past it, do we still have a two-minute warning? Do you still challenge inside the final 2 minutes?
Yeah, I guess how would you coach the final 2 minutes?
Do you turn the clock off? Does the other team call timeouts to try and get the ball back with 2 seconds left? Because then the clock goes away.
Yeah.
You don't at that point, you no longer have the marked end of a game. Now I've got the ball with a minute left. I can run my regular offense.
Hmm.
There's no urgency at all. The last thing I want to do is remove urgency and exciting finishes from the ends of games, which if I – okay, you want to do that. Is it okay to get a field goal right up until the buzzer, but if I wait another minute, I have to get a touchdown? I don't want to do that. I don't want to bleed time into a new quarter and have nothing happen. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's why the idea of time just keeps going. Well, you've eliminated time in the fourth quarter, and we don't have a fourth quarter problem. We have an overtime problem. The other one he says, a true new game, 2 5-minute overtimes. Coin toss, one team gets the ball first, one team gets the ball second. 2 5-minute mini games, kickoffs, defense, offense. Like, okay, that's interesting. Here's the really fun one. It is a true one possession, sudden death. And what John suggested in his email to me was, you flip the coin, the Chiefs win,
mm-hmm.
or whoever wins. And you choose offense or defense.
Right.
You choose offense. Okay, if you don't get a touchdown, you lose.
Hmm.
You choose defense. You get the stop, you win.
Yeah.
So it becomes, sure, Josh Allen's not
Who's
on the field.
Who's my quarterback?
Exactly. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
It's not perfect.
Yeah.
But instead of, you know, the team that gets the ball, a touchdown wins it for them. That's right. This would mean that if you don't get the touchdown, you lose.
Correct. Right. Right. Right.
So let's play this out. It's the Bills go to overtime against the Patriots. New England wins the toss. What do they like? Do they like their chances of scoring a touchdown better than keeping the Bills from scoring a touchdown? And that's the only thing that would happen.
Yeah.
You choose, would you like to play or defend? It's like the Family Feud. You want to play,
right.
You want to play
no,
or
we'll pass. We'll pass, Richard.
You want to play or you want to pass?
Sorry, Richard Dawson. I was going old school.
No, but like
I think it honestly, right. Who's my quarterback? Who's their quarterback?
Right. It's still
if
not
I'm the Bills,
perfect.
If I'm the Bills, I'm obviously choosing offense every time I win a toss. Every time.
Yep.
What does, I don't know, what does Miami do? I don't know why Tua popped into my head first. What does Miami do? You got to find an offense that's middle of the pack, bottom third. A lot of those coaches would probably say, I'm going to go for the stop.
Right. I'll go for the stop.
Salah might go for the stop. He's a defensive guy. I mean, Zach's not a proven quarterback. Like, yeah, give him the ball. I'll go for a stop on Tua.
You're the Steelers.
Oh, my
defense.
Goodness.
Yeah, right. So, again, it's not my favorite, but it's interesting. I think it's interesting.
I think with the overtime, I'll be honest with you, I'm flexible. I'm good. I don't think – look, I know what Brandt said, that the college rule is beneath them. I don't need a high and mighty NFL here. I like the college rule. You think 25 is too easy? Push it back to the 35 or the 40. But both teams get a possession, and there you go. Look, I don't need the full I don't like the idea if you got to play a full-time 10, 15, no matter what. Nope. All we're trying to do is correct the fact that one team is not guaranteed a possession. So I don't need 10 minutes to do that. Look, you know, I could put together a 17-play, 8-minute scoring drive, and you only got 2 minutes to try and score a touchdown on me. I don't need a fixed time. The easiest thing to do is just both teams are guaranteed a possession, unless the defense scores on the other team's first possession. If I get a pick six, game over. I don't need a fixed time. I have no desire to play. You tell me it's always 10 minutes. Just figure out how to get the other team the guaranteed possession. That's it. You're both getting the ball in overtime.
Now I've got emails on emails on emails and, you know, 17 line rules, which I appreciate everyone like putting the thought in. And I think about this stuff too. The easiest thing is just no more coin toss.
Yeah.
We will tell you who gets the ball first. And in that scenario, we could still say, I mean, I can't believe Josh Allen doesn't get the ball. But the Bills would know it when they are standing there at the whatever. They score the touchdown. They're about to go for one.
Right.
If they know,
if they
do get this field goal, they're going to get the ball.
Yep.
Maybe they go for two. And maybe they say, screw it. Like, then Sean McDermott in postgame can say, you know, why did you go for two?
Right.
Well, I mean, if they get a field goal, they're getting the ball in overtime, and 10 of 11 overtime playoff games have gone to the team that gets the ball first.
Yeah.
That team has won. So I went for two for the touchdown lead instead of the field goal lead because I figured if they're getting the field goal, chances are they're going to win anyway.
I'm good with that. I would ask you again, how do you determine it? But I'm good with that because in theory, okay?
Home team.
All right, so then in theory, the other night, when McDermott's there trying to figure out how to defensively play those two plays,
he knows they get the ball in overtime.
Maybe I get more aggressive because you know what? The worst-case scenario, if we're not giving up a touchdown, if they get a field goal, we're going to overtime, Mahomes is back on the field, and you know that. So maybe they coach differently in coverage because he knows it's going back to Mahomes anyway.
Right. If your goal is easy improvement, that is very easy. I've got emails and DMs and tweets about overtime should only have three downs.
Football.
We don't need to fundamentally change football.
Yeah.
No, we do not need to bleed the fourth quarter into overtime. That changes the fourth quarter. You do not want that. You do not want to change the fourth quarter because overtime is broken. Don't do that.
Yeah, you know, hockey with some of the things they did with overtime screwed up the end of the third periods, I think, a little bit.
Right.
In terms of coaching strategy.
That's a great example.
So that's what
they did with the, you know, a regulation tie point and the bonus point. What they did was changed third periods.
Yeah. I'm coaching because I know in three more minutes
I have a point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that.
So you don't want to change fourth quarters. Make sure whatever you do does not change fourth quarters from a timing standpoint. From a strategy standpoint, I just think it's – I don't know. I don't want to get too bogged down in all these crazy rule changes. Just give it to the home team. Just give it to the road team.
Let me get a call.
As I get another text that's like, you know, a bunch of sentences. College rules are complicated. 2 minutes, no timeouts, three downs, this down, first and four. You could just say the home team gets it, and we don't have to think about this anymore.
Yeah, I still want to figure out how to get a guaranteed possession for both teams, though. But, yeah, well, let me get a call because Sarah's been on hold, so we'll break after this. Sarah, thank you for your patience. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. First, sorry, I'm going to kind of go off topic for a moment.
That's
so
fine.
I apologize. So I've pretty much been hiding under my bed, you know, since Sunday night. So you might have talked about this or it may have been brought up. But I was just curious about Stephon Diggs. You know, I haven't heard anything post-game. You know, I saw images of players. There was the end-of-season press conference. We heard from a lot of different people. And I just haven't heard anything on, you know, his take or if he had any comments post-game. And I was curious to see if you guys have heard anything. And the only reason they bring it up and maybe it's more of a fan just wanting to know, like, what wide receiver number one, you know, is thinking and feeling after that, especially given last year's championship game and that image of him. And the fact that Daboll's, you know, probably leaving, the wide receiver room is going to change. I think, you know, what Emmanuel Sanders was here on a one-year contract, Beasley. So I was just curious on your thoughts and if you guys have heard anything or, like, maybe why we haven't heard or seen anything. And maybe it's a moot point and it really doesn't even mean anything. Maybe it's just me as a fan, like, hoping to hear from him, I guess.
Well, because of the way things are, there are no more open locker rooms these days. So the team, you can request, I think, certain players. Sal can clarify this for me. But the team makes available certain players. And I'm going to guess, I don't think Diggs was available Sunday night. And there was a list they sent out Monday of locker cleanout. Maybe 6 or 8 guys were made available. I don't think Diggs was on that list. I will double check, Sarah. But at this point, because you can't just walk into the locker room after the game, or on locker cleanout day, it's, hey, guys, here's who is being made available for you in the media. Again, you can request somebody, but they will only make certain guys available. I don't think he was available.
And that's what I assumed, that he just wasn't available. And I was kind of thinking, gosh, I would have loved to hear something, you know, end of season, hey, I mean, he was double covered quite a bit, and, you know, his role kind of got limited in some of those big games just because he's, you know, Stephon Diggs, right? So I didn't know. I'm thinking, gosh, is he frustrated? Did he, you know, what's his thought process about you know, next year? And, you know, I think he's a contract year, what, next year or 2023?
He's got 2 years left. I would be, I would think you could lock in an extension for him this offseason. I really do.
Okay.
Allen, Singletary, Knox, Davis. I mean, these are the guys, Phillips, Edmonds, Dawkins. Yeah, so no Diggs. I don't think it's a signal that he's, I mean, I would get Sunday night not wanting to talk about it if I were him. I don't think it's a sign of discontent, if maybe that's what you're worried about.
Okay. Yeah, no, that helps. Thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry to go off topic
there. Oh, no, it's okay. That's just me. Jeremy, I don't know. Like I said, I would not look at him not showing up on the list of interviews and not think he's unhappy and that it's a problem. I'm sure he was really, like all the other guys, angry Sunday night. And I suppose if I were them, the last thing I'd want to do is talk about it with the media. And I don't know the determination of who spoke on locker cleanout day. Like I said, it was Allen, Singletary, Knox, Davis, Phillips, Edmonds, Dawkins. Boom, done. I don't know if that's requested or whatever. I don't read into it as there's a problem with Stephon Diggs. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
No,
like I said,
I wouldn't think so.
They really need to extend his contract, bring his cap number down, and lock him in for more than 2 years in this offseason.
Yeah, the only thing for any player that kind of wants to get away and not talk about it is everybody, like we talked about this a little earlier, McDermott's press conference yesterday. While he's not going to give the gory details on what exactly happened, every single player on the team knows.
Yeah.
And they might be really upset by it.
Yeah, it's hard, I'm sure it's hard to talk about it.
And want to unplug and think, you know, you work all season and somebody messes up this or that and you don't get to go to the AFC Championship game because of it. And you did everything you were supposed to do, and somebody else, you know, dropped the ball. Everybody on that team knows exactly what happened.
803-0550 to join us as we talk Bills football with you. If you're on hold, hang on. We got some more calls coming in. Great. We got an open segment when we return. Extra Point Show coming up, of course, at 10 o'clock. And again at 1 during One Bills Live, we will have live coverage of Brandon Bean speaking with the media today. That's going to be in person, not Zoom. Not that it really matters, I guess. But Brandon Bean at 1 with his end of the season news conference live on WGR today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you like the overtime rules?
The overtime rules are so ridiculous.
Okay.
So I win a coin toss.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I score a touchdown.
Yes.
And the other team, they're done.
Yes.
Right. No good.
Mm.
Why do they not have a chance? So now a coin toss is deciding the winner of a game. Nothing makes sense in this world. I need to be president, not just NFL commissioner.
I was just going to say, Larry David should be running sports leagues. I think it would be far more entertaining.
Larry David on the Rich Eisen show, by the way.
There's a great element of like him saying it out loud. You're like, so wait a minute. This is what happens? Like, yeah.
This is one of those moments where you bring up over the years examples of, so you got a buddy of yours, doesn't know anything about this sport, and all of a sudden you sit down and you go, so here's what happens. And he looks at you and says, so wait, let me get this straight. You play 60 minutes, you bump into each other, you do all that stuff, and at the end of the game, you have this overtime session, you're telling me only one team could touch the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Wait till you explain it to your twins.
So, yeah, there's this baseball league, and they have a Hall of Fame where they let people in. Okay,
well,
and they don't like to put people in that did steroids. Oh, okay, I get that. But then they just put a guy in that did steroids.
See, I was going to correct you. It's not that they don't like to put guys in that do steroids. There are guys, I'm sure there are guys in the Hall of Fame that did steroids, and Ortiz had a positive test, right? Didn't
he? Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I've softened my stance on Bonds and Clemens and all that because there's guys in the Hall that cheated. Of course there are. You know? And in different eras, too. And yeah, it's wacky. Thanks for trying to explain that to your kids. All right, let's get connected with our fans, and we'll go to Roy in Lancaster. Roy, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Dandy.
I want to ask you this. Like, after we scored the touchdown, and we were up by 1 point, and there was 13 seconds left. What if we, like, if Josh Allen, like, say we pretended that we were going to go for the 2 points, and instead Josh Allen gets the ball, and maybe he flips it to a guy like Isaiah McKenzie, who's
it's
really
an untimed
fast,
down.
And he runs. And
the
runs
clock does not tick on two-point conversions.
Pardon?
If the clock does not run on two-point conversions.
Yeah, were you thinking of a play that would burn time, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't run. Yeah. It's like a PAT. When you have a PAT, the clock doesn't run. It's the same thing with the two-point conversion.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
It wouldn't run at all? Josh Allen.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
You could have had Josh run back 90 yards and then come back the other way for 2 points. Doesn't matter. The clock stops after the touchdown.
All right, okay. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Sure. That's what we're here for. Glad to help out.
I'm thinking here for a second. Hang on.
No,
that wouldn't have worked. You're not alone, though. We actually received a few calls and texts and tweets, people that were not aware that the clock does not tick on a two.
You know, I
version.
Don't – honestly, right, I don't like – I never stop and actually think about it, but I would have known that after a PAT, the clock doesn't move. But you just – I never really consciously thought at the time. I mean, I knew. I knew it wasn't like, hey, run a two-point play. You'll take 7 seconds off the clock. I guess, in hindsight, is there a way you could have forced Mahomes to scramble one more time like that? They had a timeout, but at least it would have taken more time than just, right, throw a pass and have, you know, Tyreek Hill and his jet speed run 15 yards before you call timeout. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to get better, right?
I saw Zach's tweet. Zach just tweeted, my biggest discovery this week is a large amount of football fans don't know that about extra points.
Oh, the extra points?
Yeah, somebody called the Extra Point show on Monday. We got a call about it yesterday. Like,
yeah,
it's
we knew it. We knew it. I mean, I think.
Yeah,
but we just never really thought about it much. It was always okay, touchdown. Oh yeah, okay. The clock moves on the next kickoff. But actually, I feel for this is you know, this is Zach's first playoff run producing this show. This is, I mean, the phone lines, we're 3 days out, Jeremy, and it is still, phone lines are ringing nonstop about the 13 seconds, the kick, the defense, the overtime rules, all this. I mean, I just, there have been playoff losses, and I was thinking back, I don't recall what it was like after Music City Miracle. Geez, I wasn't even, wide right, I wasn't doing a talk show yet. This is amazing. I mean, I just, and it goes to the loss, and I think it goes to, I'm getting some tweets about, people are like, man, you know, not in a negative sense, but I can't believe we're still talking about this. And I do think it is still part of the grieving process. You can't bury this stuff. Like, I really think it's, you got to talk it through. You got to talk it out. I don't think I've ever experienced anything after any crazy, stupid, heartbreaking loss around here. And there've been plenty.
Well,
this week is its own little animal.
The drought protected you from real devastation. Without
I didn't
hope.
Have to experience this.
Yeah, when you don't have hope, you can never be devastated, right. I suppose.
No, that's true. Right, we have no painful Sabres playoff elimination loss to talk about for the last 10 years. You know what? And if you put it that way, of course I'm going to pick living in this world.
Yes.
Because I also, in 17 years, I never thought every other team except maybe Kansas City, and if not, it's a really short list, is envious of the Bills having Josh Allen at quarterback.
While we're at it, are you ready for a storyline next year?
Wow, we're already at next
year,
huh?
Uh-huh. Here you go.
Go ahead, lay it on.
So if the Chiefs win Sunday,
yeah,
they will what?
They will what? I think they'll win the Super Bowl.
Oh, they'll go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. They're going to the Super Bowl. Okay,
how many times have they been to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I was thinking about that. I think I know where you're going. Third straight.
Third straight.
I was thinking about that this morning.
And next year, they would be looking to do what?
Go four straight times.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hey, so I was thinking about that. The Patriots never went more than 2 years in a row, right?
That's correct.
So this would be the longest streak.
Or the Patriots might have had a three.
That's what I was wondering. I couldn't remember. Did they go? Zach, you're saying yes? Okay. Because I was wondering if KC would be the longest streak since the Bills. And it wouldn't then. You're looking it up there, Mr. White? Because my memory is. I know they went every season.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
The Dolphins did
it.
All right. And the Patriots 2016, 17, and 18.
So we do have to wait till next season to talk about how Kansas City is going after the four straight Super Bowls
and
should they make it.
The Bills hope to stand in their way.
Yeah, but see, Kansas City would have won at least one of those previous three, and probably two. I mean, I would think if Kansas City wins and goes to the Super Bowl, I would pick them to either beat San Francisco for a second time or beat the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good about Mahomes' chances in the Super Bowl, no matter who comes out of the
NFC. I'm rooting for the Rams.
All right, I saw your tweet about that. Yeah, well,
give me the Rams.
I don't think the Niners would be. I'd rather see the Rams in terms of what would be a fun matchup, whether it's the Bengals or Kansas City. Watching Jimmy Garoppolo brings absolute nothing to me in terms of football excitement. Zippo.
That's how I feel about Mr. Tom Brady. No football excitement.
Hey, you know
no
what?
Enjoyment
I know
at all.
We got to get to break. I think he is going to retire.
I think he's going
to
retire.
This stuff he's on his podcast about his wife and how it pains her to watch him play and his kids. And this isn't about me. This is about my family. And someone said he said something about how he was satisfied with the season.
Yeah,
I think he's done.
He said, you know, he owes himself, but he owes them, his kids. I think he's going to retire.
I agree. I think I really wouldn't have thought. Everything I'm hearing from him sure sounds like a guy who knows he's done. Because his family wants him to be done. So, how about that? I'm not sure what life would be like without Brady in the league.
Who would you pick to win the NFC South next year?
Well, who are the quarterbacks in Carolina and New Orleans and Tampa?
Great question.
Then I'll answer your question when you get me that answer.
Cousins on the move? Is Derek Carr on the move? Is
anybody.
Deshaun Watson finally on the move? Is
Russell Wilson on the move?
Mm-hmm.
Is Aaron Rodgers on the move? Like, you have three teams. Atlanta's got Ryan. I'm pretty sure he's going to be back, right? So three teams,
his cap
you'd be
like $40 million.
Who are the other three teams using at quarterback next season? Because I'm not sure that any of them have an answer on their roster right now.
Taysom Hill.
Oh, please, no. Let's get a break, and we'll close the show in a moment and extend us, extra point show, he's trying to say, coming up at 10 on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Allen, looked like he had Diggs if he won. He's got a better option. It's Lee Smith, the blocking tight end, on the receiving end of that touchdown.
Well, I bet Lee Smith was never called a better option than the number one wide receiver on the team he was on. So happy retirement to Lee Smith, the former Buffalo Bill. I have a question for you, Jeremy, but he had six seasons and two stints with the Bills, yep. 28 catches, six touchdowns, which, by the way, is a 21% touchdown percent catch rate, rather. If anybody could figure out a defining moment, signature moment, a moment to remember any player, you can do it for Lee Smith, right?
No. I got nothing.
I swear, I'm being serious. I was not screwing around.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You're really good about, I don't want to say irrelevant, but you know what I'm saying, like non-star guys. And I go, boy, Jeremy, you got anything on this Bill who was just kind of here? And you always have something. All right.
Hey, look, hold on. I've clicked a YouTube link of every Lee Smith touchdown with the Bills. You said there were six, right?
Six.
Okay, let me see if there's any one that, as I watch it, jumps out at me.
I know, I'm trying to remember a big play somewhere.
There's one against the Colts. This is Ryan Fitzpatrick to Lee Smith. It's late in the game. Okay, that's number one. That's in Indy. I don't remember that one. Here's home against the Rams. This is Fitz.
Is that in? Oh, it's Fitz.
To Lee Smith, yeah.
Not last year.
The Rams are in St. Louis. Here's one against the Jets. The Bills go up 14-0 on a Lee Smith touchdown.
So we don't have a game-winning touchdown yet.
No, not
yet. Go ahead, touchdown.
Here's one in Tennessee against the Titans. Yeah, okay. Is it Fitz again? Are all six from Fitz? No, this one's from Josh Allen.
Ah.
Josh Allen in Tennessee. They would have won that game. I think it's the comeback, right? Here's one, Allen. This is the one, yeah, okay, against the Rams again. This is the game
That's
against
the last year game.
Yeah.
The last crazy comeback game.
And then against the Patriots. Okay, he caught a touchdown in that game that they lost up there in 2019. So, no real memorable moment.
We tried. He had one playoff catch in his career, by the way.
Yeah. What was I going to get you here? I had a thing to mention.
Well, while you're thinking, happy 21st birthday, Peyton Krebs. Throw out the fake ID.
Yeah, there you go.
Brayton texted us. The Rams touchdown that was the Rams touchdown in 2012? Or no, he said something about, okay, maybe that's it. It's the Rams touchdown in 2012. The play-by-play is hilarious because the announcer thought it was Scott Chandler. Okay, that's Brayton saying, here's your identifiable moment for Lee Smith. Some touchdown in 2012 where they said it was Scott Chandler. Okay.
Real quick, last thought here. You know, as you're talking about all these overtime formats, and I got about 10 more emails to get through, which is great. Thank you. Ask yourself, what is the primary goal? If the primary goal is equity.
Yes.
The college format has it.
That's it for me.
Right. Like, you
guaranteed
don't have to like
possessions.
Listen, you don't have to like the college format. You might think it's gimmicky. You might think it's a lot of things. One thing it can never be accused of is being unfair.
That's right.
Because you might say, well, going second has its advantage. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yep.
And in the next overtime
period,
they flip it.
That's right.
And
everybody's got to go for two.
Right. And going for two-point conversions is hard. That's right, it is. Everybody's got to do it.
That's right.
So if nothing else, it has equity.
Yeah.
And I'm you don't that. Like, well, if you go second, you have an advantage. Okay, if you're the first team, score and go for two.
Mm-hmm.
You get to do what you want to do. You get to strategize. If your goal is having fair possession, college has figured it out. You don't have to say, yeah, it's impossible. There are no good answers. The answer is college. They've done it. You can tweak it. You can do a lot of things to it, but college has it.
Joe D is staring me down. He's flipping me off. He's yelling like, get the hell out of the studio. So Extra Point Show is, and he's wearing, I believe, a Fall is Elite hoodie today.
Oh, well. You know, I really miss fall
nice
right about
touch.
Now. You know what happens in the fall?
Not sub-zero wind chills.
How many times the Bills been eliminated from the – well, don't answer that. There are a lot of falls that actually – I take that back.
There
I
were
take
four
that back.
Falls of Buffalo from what I recall.
Yeah, well, also the season used to end in November when they were bad.
In the hunt, anyway. Babe. All right, Extra Point Show's on the way. We're back tomorrow morning. Brandon Bean at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning with y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.